I'm going to preach to you this morning on this subject, the just shall live by faith. And my text is taken from Romans chapter 1, in which the Apostle Paul wrote, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." My friends, we know that there are all sorts of religions, denominations, and churches in our land today. But there are only two religions, only two, according to God's Word. There are just two religions. That is the religion of works and the religion of faith. The religion of works and the religion of faith. Only two religions in the world today. And it all goes back to two young men. Both of them were fallen sons of Adam, our father Adam. Two young men who endeavored to approach the living God, to worship Him and find acceptance from Him. Cain came before God with an offering of his works. Abel came before God with an offering, the blood offering of the lamb. God rejected Cain's offering of human works, and God accepted Abel. The Lord had respect to Abel and his offering of blood, because Moses wrote in Leviticus 17, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given you the blood on the altar to make an atonement for your souls." It's the blood of Christ that makes atonement for the soul. And the same principle is taught by our Lord Jesus Christ in the story of the Pharisee and the publican. Two men, again, see, Cain and Abel, two men came before God. One rejected, one accepted. And two men, Christ said, went up to the temple to pray. One of them was a Pharisee, and he stood and prayed with himself. He said, "God, I thank Thee that I'm not as other men are. I thank Thee, God, that I'm not unjust. I'm not an adulterer. I fast twice a week. I give alms of all that I possess." This Pharisee stood and prayed before God and exclaimed before God how good he was, full of good works. But the publican, the other man, Christ said, stood afar off. He would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, let alone his hands, but he smote on his breast, and he cried, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Lord Jesus said, "This sinner, this publican, went down to his house justified rather than the Pharisee." Listen, for Christ said, "Everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. For by grace are you saved, through faith. It is the gift of God. It's not of works. It's not of works. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast." An old writer once told it like it is. He said this, "Vain are the hopes of the sons of men, on their own works have built. Their hearts by nature are unclean, and all their actions reveal their guilt. Let Jew and Gentile stop their mouths without a murmuring word, and the whole race of Adam's son stand guilty before the Lord." Lord Jesus, how glorious is thy grace when in thy name we hope and trust. The grace of God, the blood of Christ, gives us a righteousness and makes believing sinners just before God. For the just shall live by faith. This one sentence, the just shall live by faith, is repeated 4 times in the Scriptures. 4 times. Habakkuk, Romans 1, Galatians 3, Hebrews 10. The just shall live by faith. And this sentence became the seed of the Great Reformation, the seed which God planted in the heart of Martin Luther, that monk who shook the world 600 years ago. Listen to the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Listen to him. He said, No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It's evident. It's true. The just shall live by faith. Here's the key word. No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. A man may try to justify himself in his own sight by his works. They try to justify themselves before men, but not before God. No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It's evident. The just shall live by faith. In verse 12 of that same scripture, Paul said, the law is not of faith. The law has nothing to do with faith. The law reaches the outward man, not the heart. And the law does not require faith. The law requires obedience. Pure and simple obedience. Those who live by the law have to die by the Lord. By the law shall no man be justified in the sight of God. But let me tell you this. Some people were justified before God before the law was given. That's right. Before the law was ever given by Moses, some people were justified. Job was. Noah was. Enoch was. How were they justified? By faith, by believing God. Some men were justified after the law was given. That's right. Moses wrote the law. But Moses wasn't justified by the law. David, Isaiah, these men were just before God. How? By faith. And no person was ever justified before God by the law. For the justified shall live by faith. Listen to verse 13. God hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. How did God redeem us from the curse of the law? You know how? Christ was made a curse for us. The curse of the law is a universal curse. The scripture says, cursed is everyone that looks to the law. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in the things written in God's book. That's right. The law of God is a universal curse. And the curse of the law is a just curse. Against thee and thee only have we sinned, that God may be justified when he speaks and when he judges us. It's a just curse. And the curse of the law is fearful. Oh, how fearful is the curse of the law. You know what the scripture says? In Hebrews 10, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Yes, sir. This curse of the law is universal. It's a just curse. It's a fearful curse. And I tell you this, the curse of the law is a present curse. Scripture says, he that believeth not on the Son is already condemned. It's a present curse. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The curse of the law is a present curse. But he that believeth on the Son, he that believeth on the Son of God, hath eternal life. He that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. But he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Now this curse of the law, the curse of the law is universal. It's upon all who try to obey God through the law. It's a curse. It's a just curse. It's a fearful curse. It's a present curse. And the curse has not been removed because they're unbelievers. They do not believe God. You know what Paul said in Galatians, in Corinthians chapter 5? But God hath made Christ Jesus to be a curse for us. He knew no sin. He knew no sin. He kept the law perfectly, that we might be made the holiness of God and righteousness in Jesus Christ our Lord. What was that again? God hath made Christ Jesus a curse for us. We're under a universal curse, a just curse, a fearful curse, a present curse, but God hath removed the curse in Christ Jesus, who was made sin for us, that we might be made the holiness of God in Him. Listen carefully. Listen. Christ, Scripture said, who knew no sin, was made sin for us, that we, who have no righteousness of our own, might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And with His spotless garments on, we are as holy as God's own Son. Isaiah wrote these words in Isaiah 45:24. Surely, surely shall one say, in the Lord Jesus Christ, through His blood, I have righteousness and strength. For to Him, to Jesus Christ, shall all men come. For the Lord God shall all the seed of Israel in Christ be justified and glorified forever. Oh, listen to this as I close this message. The just shall live by faith. And someone wrote this, the Son of God in mighty love came down to earth for me and for you. He forsook His throne of light above and an infant on earth to be. Jesus Christ, whom the angels adore, became a man of grief for me. In love, though rich, He became poor, that I in Him enriched might be. The eternal Son of God went to Calvary's cross for me. He paid my debt. He bore my load in His own body on that awful tree. And He said, it's finished. It's finished. The veil is rent in two. Victory was won, and He redeemed even me. And now I leave the bondage, the curse of the law, and I return, O Lord of glory, to Thee. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I hope this message will be a blessing to you, and that you'll listen again next Sunday morning at this same time. Until then, God bless you, everyone.